Praise God. Good morning. Have a blessed morning to all of us. And it is a privilege again to come to His Word this morning. And let's start in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, once again for this wonderful morning, God. Thank You for waking us up. Thank You for a good rest last night. Thank You for the renewed strength, God. We praise and glorify Your name, God, for the wonderful things You're doing, Lord God, and You're still doing, Lord God, in our life. Truly, You are God, our Savior, our mighty warrior, our creator, O Lord God. And Lord God, to You, Lord God, we have a faith, Lord God, and hope in You alone. And today, God, we thank You for letting us, Lord God, to understand and learn again, Lord God, the truth, the precious gem, Lord God, of Your Word. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for just opening our heart and our mind of understanding that we may grasp, receive, and understand, Lord God, Your Word today. We bless You and we honor You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So again, let's open our Bible to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Let's read the whole chapter. Beginning verse 1, I am reading in ESV version. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them 3 high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. The king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground to complain or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error as fault was found in him. Then this man said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel, unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors, the governor, are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the dens of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petition to any god or man within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall cast into the dens of lions?" The king answered and said, "The things that stands fast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunction you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day." Then the king, when he heard this word, was much distressed and set his men to deliver Daniel and labor till the sun went down to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or ordinance the king establishes can be changed." Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the dens of lions. The king declared to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually deliver you." And the stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting to know diversion with both of him, and sleep fled from him. Then at the break of the day, the king arose and went in haste to the dens of lion. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you. O king, I have done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken out of the den. So that Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men had maliciously accused Daniel with broth and cast in the den of lions. Then their children and their wives, and before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions empowered them and broke all of their bones in pieces. Then the king Darius wrote all the people's nation and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied to you. I make decree that in all my royal dominion, people are trembled and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues his works, signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful story and God's glorifying event that been happened here in the Old Testament during the time of Daniel. Now again, I'm going to start by reading the scriptures in Romans 15:4. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope. And this is our prayer today, that these scriptures that is written in the past that will teach us, give us patience and encouragement that we can have hope. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, who is Daniel? Daniel, he is a prophet of God, and he is one of the exiles from Judah, which is King Nebuchadnezzar was taken from Judah going to Babylonian. Now, in this time, during the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, he ordered the people to take a youth, good-looking person, and there is a potential of, you know, wisdom and knowledge from the exile from Judah. And then four of them, including Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, is taken from Judah to Babylon, because they are all sons of Judah, meaning they are from the kingdom of Judah. And then there, King Nebuchadnezzar ordered that they have to be educated, so that they will be going to be prepared to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. And the time they've been taught and they've been educated. And the time come, King Nebuchadnezzar himself are going to test them personally. And then the time came, and then one by one, Nebuchadnezzar asked them questions or test them. And then King Nebuchadnezzar found these four youth having 10 times knowledgeable and wisdom compared to the other students that have been educated. So they found favor in the eyes of King Nebuchadnezzar. And the time came that King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream. And then he called all the wise men, all those educated, that they have been educated, to interpret the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. But they have to interpret the dreams of King Nebuchadnezzar without telling his dreams. Is this a very impossible task for the wise men to do it? And no one can able to interpret the dreams without telling the dream first. But this is the decree of the king, that they have to interpret without telling his dreams. But this wise man said that, well, no, this is so impossible. We cannot interpret your dream, king. But because King Nebuchadnezzar also wise, okay, if I tell you my dream, of course you can say anything and you can get on that any interpretation. But the king did not tell his dream, and then no one can interpret. So the king gave an order, okay, kill all those wise men, because they cannot give interpretation of my dream. So they seek all these wise men, they kill one by one, and then when they reach and seek Daniel and his friends, he spoke with the general and said, oh, what happened to this? And so he explained it, that they cannot interpret the dreams to the king. That's why the king gave an order to kill all the wise men. Wait, Daniel said, let us pray first with my friend, and then we come back to you, and then we're going to interpret the dreams. And let's go to the king, and we're going to give or interpret the dreams of the king. And then they prayed, and after they go in the presence of the king, and then King Nebuchadnezzar give that he's not going to give his dreams and let Daniel and his friend interpret. And said, Daniel, it is God alone who is sovereign, can give a revelation and interpretation. And that moment, God, when they're praying, God revealed the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar and his interpretation, so that when they are in the presence of the king, Daniel were able to give first the dream and then the interpretation. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then God gave them favor, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar gave favor to Daniel and his friend. But then time again passed. These Chaldeans, probably they are jealous because they see this exiled people from Judah is gaining favor from the king. So they make a plan. They talk to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, king, let's build a golden statue for you, that who and make a decree that whoever, when the flute and this instrument sounded blast, they should bow down, kneel down, and worship the golden image. But of course, Daniel and his friend will not compromise their faith. And then when this instrument sounded, and they see and they saw that Daniel and his friend did not bow down, because Daniel and his friend will not compromise and they were not going to worship. The king Nebuchadnezzar called them, and then because they reported them, because they are not following this ordinance of the king Nebuchadnezzar, and they were thrown to the fiery furnace, which is heated 7 times. And then they put it in the fire. And then when King Nebuchadnezzar saw, there are only three and four and three. And then why is it four that is walking on the fire? That's inside the fiery furnace. And then after that, they call Daniel and his companion, and they see that there's not even a smell of the burnt in the body. And King Nebuchadnezzar believed to the God of Daniel. Then after that, fast forward, the next king will be Belshazzar, which is the son of King Nebuchadnezzar. This is a wicked king. He did not live. He's only have one chapter, which is a chapter 5 in Daniel. And because this make a wicked, he all the things that he uses in the temple in Jerusalem, he uses it, they drink it, and then they praise God's small letter G. And then that's what the word, there's a hands written on the wall, and then nobody will interpret, and then somebody told him that there's one man that is no work with his father, King Nebuchadnezzar, can interpret. They call Daniel, and then he interpreted what's written in the wall, and then it is a judgment from the Lord that the time of the king Belshazzar is at hand. It will not be go longer, and at the same time he's going to divide his kingdom with Medes and Persia. And then that's why the moment that time when Daniel told that message that night, Belshazzar was slain and dead, and the kingdom was given to Mede, which is the king that now is King Darius, which is now the one that we are reading. Now, chapter 6 is another king, Darius, which is a Mede. He's not from the Babylonian. It is Mede is a modern Iran nation. And again, these people living with him is invade Daniel, because he's one of the third highest official. The satraps, 112 satraps, are provincial governors. So they invade him because he has found favor to King Darius. And then they made a plan, a plot, you know, to kill or make some accusation to Daniel. So it's about the law of his God, that they made a decree and asked King Darius that no one will going to make petition in 30 days in their gods except the king. But, you know, in chapter that, and then they persuaded the King Darius, and then he signed it. Then the moment Daniel heard about it, in verse 10, it said that now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in his upper room with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks for his God and was his custom since early days. I think Daniel knew again that this is not a new situation that he's going to face, because his experience is to the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar, wherein they're going to persecute him. And then when he heard it, instead of hiding and running, he goes normal in his normal way of praying, kneeling down and praying 3 times a day. And because of that, we know that these enemies of Daniel, we know that they are waiting on that exact place and time that they knew that Daniel is always praying every day, 3 times a day. And then they really knew that when they see it in their own eye, and then they reported it. You know, church, Daniel, he will not compromise his faith. He will not bow down to any gods or any graven image, because he knows and he believes who is the God that he is serving him, and he is faithful. He is the God who delivered him from the middle of the fiery furnace, and he is the God who, again, he knows and understands and believes that the same God is going to deliver him again in this kind of situation. You know, even that time, the works of the darkness and the devil itself is trying to work to affect, even to put down all the men of God. Throughout the history in the Old Testament, the enemy is working to put down and even kill the men and women of God. Now, in this present time, even the entire kingdom of darkness is set up to try destroy our faith in God and His promises. The prevailing atmosphere of our culture, revealed on the internet, in books and televisions and magazine and on radio, has one purpose in mind, that is build fear and destroy any remnant of faith in your heart. This is the present probably parallelism of being in the lion's den. The enemy are using different kind of situation, or even, you know, the magazine, the books and television, for us to be discouraged and for us to be destroyed our faith in God and His promises. Do we have more faith in the power of the devil to afflict us than in the power of God to deliver us? As Christian, do we live by faith or do we live by fear? Does our faith crumble in times of trouble, or is it our faith, the sure rock of our soul, rooted in our unshakable confidence in God? Is our faith immovable, unwavering, and impenetrable? Or has our faith been crushed under the weight of the unending speculation and taking heads of the world? Do we believe our God is faithful? Who do we really trust in our times, modern times? God or our bank account? God or our education? God or our social standing? God or ourself? God or our strength? Who is worthy in these times to place our faith and trust in? The president, the government? And who is worthy in these times? The media, the science, charities, our experience, our knowledge, or our wisdom? Where we put our faith in? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 said in King James Version, that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Only one is worthy of our trust and our steadfast faith, and that is God Almighty, the creator of heavens and earth, the great I am, who is everything we will ever need in every circumstances of our life. Amen. Our faith should be in God alone, because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Then after that, the king was so furious, the king was so stressed when he heard that it is Daniel who disobey the decree that he made, and he is trying to rescue Daniel. The whole they try to take to make something that then you will not be put on the lines then. But eventually those conspirators came in the afternoon and the evening and they pressure King Darius. Oh, it is written, it is the king of Medes Persia, it cannot be provoked. Even though King Darius doesn't want to do it, but he signed it and then he called Daniel. And eventually he thrown out in the lion's den. And the whole night King Darius cannot sleep. He fast, probably because of what is happening, because he doesn't want to do that to Daniel. And then in the evening, in verse 16, let's pick up that. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him in the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying, Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. You know, church, hearing this from the king, this is not a Jew, but he has believed in Daniel. He believed in the God of Daniel, that the God that Daniel is continuing serving, that he will deliver him. He uttered prayer to Daniel that God will deliver him in the lion's den. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went into haste to the den of lions. And when he came to den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. He is so sorrowful. Early in the morning, he rushed go to the lion's den and tried to look if Daniel is still alive or he's already dead. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion's den? I don't know what is in the mind of King Darius at that time. He is asking. We don't know if Daniel is going to answer or not. But in his surprise, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion's den? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, we don't know what the reaction. Maybe the king Darius jumped for joy. Maybe King Darius was so amazed and so surprised. Said to the king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him, and also, king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad. See, there's exceedingly glad for him, and commanded they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury was found in him because he believed in his God. This is the key, church. Daniel, because he believed in his God. You know, church, believing is not information and knowing only in our mind. Believing is understanding, obeying, and have faith and trust in God. Daniel trusted God. He delivered him in the middle of the fire, and the same God that he's trusting and believing and have faith that he going to be delivered him in the midst of these lions. God himself closed the mouth of the lions because he believed. Church, champions of faith, apostles, many men and women of God, countless times they experienced signs and wonders and miracles and protection and favor from God. Beaten but not destroyed, imprisoned but not unwavering, near to death yet immovable faith in Christ. And he even wrote in epistles in Romans chapter 8 verse 31, apostles said that, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? In Romans, and same chapter 8, verse 5, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? In the same chapter, verse 37 and 39, said, yet, Apostle Paul concluded, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, for I have experienced the love of God, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul encourages the church that not only in the lion's den, in a fiery furnace, even death, any principalities, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The God of Daniel, the God of Apostle Paul, and our God today is the same God yesterday and forever. That encounter with King Darius, that lion's den encounter, resulting in worshiping God and favor for his children. That we know in verse 25, verse 27 of chapter 6 of Daniel, then King Darius wrote, the king believed in the God of Daniel. To all people of nation and the language that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. It's almost the same decree when King Darius gave it to him. King Nebuchadnezzar gave it to him. In verse 26 said, I make decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. King Darius believing and worshiping God, the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and is steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Was delivered Daniel from the power of lions. This encounter, King Darius came into his heart to worship, honor God, and even give a decree to all should tremble in fear to the king of Daniel, to the God of Daniel. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, in the reign of Cyrus, and the Persian. This encounter brings people to worship God. This encounter brings favor to the children of God, to this people of God. Every one of us, one way or another, experience great challenges in life. Maybe some are like to be in the lion's den. Some may be like in the middle of fiery furnace. Some may be in the valley of decision. Some are maybe walking in the valley of the shadow of death. And yet, one thing for sure, he can shut up and disarm all those spirits that will try to harm us. And God will deliver us victoriously and will protect us from the enemy's spoil by his great love, power, and authority. He's the same yesterday and forever. He's the same God my family is serving. He's the same God your family is serving. And he's the same God today and forever. He can deliver us. He knows whatever happenings to us in our life. And as we believe and have trust in him, he's going to deliver us from the hands of the, from the enemy, and we are victorious continually. It is a word, but if only stay in our mind, it will not go down to our heart. It just remain an information. But church, just as I was said before, believing is not an is not only just knowing. It is understanding, trusting, obeying God. Let us pray that God will grant us immovable, unwavering, impenetrable faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So let us pray as I invite Wesley to lead us in worship. In the time of Daniel, you can see the footprint, how the enemy works. His tactics is always this, almost the same. But now in the modern age, he uses different kinds of things like media books, internet, televisions, for us to attack us, even to discredit the truth of the Word of God, even to have doubt. But church, this is the day God call us to believe This story is not just an ordinary story. This is written the works of the hand of God. And the same God is going to work in our life as we believe, have trust in Him. And never sleep nor slumber. Always waiting for us to come before Him. Kneel down before Him. Pray. Lift up all our weariness. Lift up all the things that is burdening us, giving weight in our life. Even give Him and surrender and repent the sins that you have done. Because sins stops and blocks the blessings and the word of God.
my side, the one who reigns forever. He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Can you sing once more the bridge? That nothing. Against me just then, as Jesus, you hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. Nothing form against me shall stand. Yes, God, you hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. Yes, oh God, we are holding on to your promises, God, that you are faithful. You are faithful. You never leave us nor forsake us. And you said that you were, that you will be with us even to the end of the ages. Church, wherever you are right now, wherever you are traveling, wherever you are in your room right now, in this room right now, God is here. He is in front of us. He is behind us. He is in our sides, in our top on us. We are surrounded by His mighty presence. And the Word of God said, the Apostle Paul said, that if God is with us, who shall be against us? He is our mighty warrior. He's going to defend us. He is our defender. He is our vindicator. Wherever you are, even in your workplace, in your family, with your friends, whatever situation that it seems it is a mountain that you cannot overcome, God is a God of impossibilities. He is not looking for the quantity of faith. That is why he said, if you have only just a mustard, small seed of faith, he's looking for the quality of faith in him. Are you putting his full faith, full trust in him? Give it to him. Believe in him. And God is always in our side. And he is faithful to deliver us from every condition that is unpleasant. If we believe that He can do it, He can do it. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises. We receive your word, God. We receive your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So let's start praying as we can. They need to declare the faithfulness of God over those who are listed that are having cancer, and to those who are having chemo radiation and surgery. Let's lift up that God is able and powerful, that He can give healing. We are praying, God. Let's continue to pray for all the people that is suffering illnesses, and not only physical healing, but we also pray for spiritual healing and salvation to each one of them. Let us lift up them. Let's continue to pray for all the people that is suffering infirmities. And yeah, the word of God said, by my stripes you've been healed. So every kind of sicknesses, God is already healed. So you just have to believe in faith as we lift them up to our God in the name of Jesus. So continue to pray for those who are seeking jobs. Just lift up for their patience. Pray, lift up for provision. Pray that for faith to arise, believing that God works in His perfect timing. So let's pray. Let's continue to pray for our mission focus for Singapore, for PZM Kim, for Indonesia, for Spain, Pastor Salamat, and the Philippines, SPL, P. Ernie. Let's lift up these missions that God are using it for His glory to proclaim and declare His salvation in His word. Let's lift up. So also continue to pray for the educations in SP, the SP kids, with Pastor Mary and Pastor Lisa, SP youth with Donald, and SP with Pastor Andrew, and praying also for the healing ministry, for IP for Matt, the well, Sarah, and River Rachel. Let's pray. Also lift up the evening outreach, the SP lights, and the homie outreach. Let's lift up all the pregnancies or the women in our church, Catherine, Kathleen, Eunice, Ealing, Jade, and others, praying for continuous covering, protection, and good health during their pregnancies. And yeah, let's just lift up those women. And let's lift up Hong Kong, our city that God gave to us. Let's lift up continually for a covering and protection. Let's lift up this continuous covering for us from this pandemic. Let's lift up that the awareness and the obedience of every citizenship from any regulations and policies with regards to observing safe distances or safe anything that you're wearing, every mask and everything. Let's lift up this our nation, city of Hong Kong, that even that the gospel will also preach and saturate this city, and eventually salvation will come to the nation of Hong Kong. Let's pray. us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we lift up to you and lay at your feet all these prayers, Father God. And we believe and have faith, God. You are the God who answered the prayer. You are God who answered in your perfect timing, Lord. You will continue to taste and see that you are good. That you who began a good works, each one of us, each one of them in the prayer list, God, that you are God that is faithful to complete it until the coming of Christ again. We receive your promise, God, that you are going to carry out. For you said in your word, God, the words has been spoken, it will not return empty and unaccomplished. It will accomplish the way it is being set forth. And God, you are the God of promises, and you are the God of doing and doer of his promises. And we bless you, we honor you, God. We thank you for your word today. To you all glory, honor, and thanksgiving, praises and adoration, might and strength, worship and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church, and have a wonderful prayer, and see you again tomorrow.